Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
One resolution might be better cell service. Ticketek reacting to the two grand slam. I hate that we're carrying this over into 2025, but people dunking on our contestant. I don't know what happened. One of the questions we did get to was, where is the Super Bowl this year? New Orleans. And John, I'm curious, and I know you were asking about it too before the show. Have people made plans for the Super Bowl, whether that's New Orleans or otherwise? Have people started putting together concrete plans for February 9th?
Yeah, and it's, are you possibly making plans to go to New Orleans? Did you get your airline ticket? Have you set up the hotel? Are you looking for tickets online and say, you know what, I'm not going to pay the 15 grand to go see them at Ford Field, which I think is, you can ask for anything you want. I don't think you're going to get it, but... Or have you changed? Normally, people have specific things they do for the Super Bowl. The Lions haven't been a part of the equation. Now, we kind of stumbled into a possibility last year, but this year they are a team coming out of the NFC, having home field advantage, the number one seed, two games to get to the Super Bowl. It's a three-game season. Can they get there? Are you changing who you want to watch the game with? Or where you're watching it at? Maybe you'd normally go to a bar and you're saying, you know what, if the Lions are in, I don't want to be around people. I just want to be at home. I want to watch it.
Solitude.
Or with your
dad or just a couple close friends.
Yeah. And I don't want to have those conversations. I don't want to have those uncomfortable moments. I don't want to have the anxiety. And if they win, I don't want to have to drive home. If they lose, I don't want to have to drive home.
It's interesting, right? The idea of Super Bowl parties are more casual, and some people are there for the halftime show and the commercials, and someone's getting snacks, and if you miss a second down play, who cares? If it's the Lions in the Super Bowl, I can't imagine you're going to want to be anything but dialed into every single play of that football game.
Right.
How have your plans changed, / are they changing, / have you already made those plans? 248-539-9797.
Are your plans changing?
Well, let's talk about it. I know the station has to make plans.
Right.
And the last check-in we had with the boss was, if they're there, we'll be in New Orleans for the lead-up.
Yes.
We'll be doing, again, this is not 100%, but it sounds like we're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday shows in New Orleans leading into Sunday's matchup in the Super Bowl, if they're there. But we have to plan this stuff.
Right.
And then the game itself, you and I had a little interesting difference of how we want to handle it.
Yeah, and because the tickets are going to be limited, right?
Yeah.
Or
space and passes.
Space, press box, all that stuff is going to be limited. And I offered up, before anybody even said anything about going to the game, I said, if tickets or media passes, credentials are limited, I would like to come home Friday right after the show.
You want to be in Detroit for the Super Bowl.
I want to be in Detroit for the Super Bowl for a couple of reasons. The number one reason is I'm still pissed that I never got there. And I don't want to go watch somebody else celebrate and enjoy that moment. I'm still mad that I never got there. And I don't know if I'll ever get over that.
You got to let it go.
I don't know that I can. I know that. I don't know that I can. I honestly don't know that I can. So I don't want to be there and experience it from a fan's perspective. It was easy for me to go back to the Rose Bowl because as a kid growing up, I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. It was a Big Ten championship. I had no idea it was going to be a national championship riding on it. I got to go there once. So going back to do the game last year, it was a great moment because it brought back great memories and I got to experience it more. Now, the venue was the same, but the Super Bowl, obviously the venue changes every year and you go back to some, you know, you hit some of the hot spots repeatedly, but that experience, I never got to experience it as a player. And it just brings back all of those opportunities that I felt like we were going to have, but we either came up short, whether it's, and introspectively, I look at, if I had gotten this block, would it change this game?
Yeah.
All of those things come rushing back, and it's, call it weird, crazy, whatever. It's part of my mindset, and I don't want to be there. Another part of the mindset is, it's total chaos. I would much rather watch that game from home. I get to experience all of it, except obviously the personal things that happen from being there.
But you'll see the camera angles. You'll be ahead on everything. You won't miss anything.
You can rewind. Especially if the Lions are there, I get a chance to rewind. I can watch it how I want to watch it.
You were talking about, you got this new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't wait
to see the Super Bowl in this bad boy.
I like watching football on TV.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm going to be a fan in the lower bowl and cheering, I would rather be watching it on TV. But I think the Super Bowl, I looked at it like this, like, once in a lifetime. It's not promised. If they're there, I'm going to stay. I'm going to be at the game. And I think people would look at that and say, you have to.
Maybe it'll change for me, because I don't think that this is the only bite at the apple for the Lions.
And that's fair.
It's
still your first. It's still your... As Taylor Decker pointed out yesterday.
And that's why I never had a first.
This could be your first, John.
Yeah, I don't want this to be my first.
We'll ease you in. It'd be all right.
It's always the best way to go. But I don't think this is the only bite at the apple, because of Goff being young, and it's a prime of his career. I don't say young, prime of his career. All of the other players that are impactful are young, and I just think that they're going to, the way that they've constructed this is sustainable, at least for the foreseeable future. I do think they're going to get a chance to be there again, and maybe the second time around, I'll say, you know what? Okay, yeah, I'll put my personal
baggage,
aside. And go.
Am I going to be like your therapist in New Orleans leading up to the game? Is that what this is?
No, I don't. It's a weekend. I don't want to talk to you.
No, the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to be the game and also the emotions of John Jansen. You're going to be right outside the Super Bowl.
So I will make this a little bit more personal. If I get a chance to go for the lead up, if the Lions are there, I'm very excited about that, because it's the NFL world coming together. There will be a ton of people that I haven't seen in 15 years or even longer. Some of those that I played with or for at the beginning of my career, that everybody converges on the Super Bowl. This year it's in New Orleans. I'll get a chance to see them reminisce. We'll have some of them on the show. That'll be great. But I don't want to be any part of the game. So
I may have connected a dot here. I think the farthest you ever made it in the playoffs was the divisional round.
Yeah.
And you lost to Tampa.
Yeah, my rookie season.
And I believe that Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Oh, the location doesn't matter to me.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, right. I don't give. I don't
know. You are a geography guy. I thought it might. Sting a little more.
I don't care.
Was it the ghost of Brett Conway?
Yeah, and
I think I better leave.
Matt Turk, long snapper.
You're trying to pick a wound right now is what you're doing.
Scab.
Yeah, listen.
No longer with us.
We bring this up because it's getting real. Like, we've had...
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Yes. It's getting real, right? They're in the playoffs. They're the one seed. They control their own destiny. Plans have to be made, right? Like, tickets have to be booked. Hotel, Airbnb has to be booked. We've had meetings behind the scenes about how that would look if they're there, and we wonder if you guys have had those conversations as well. Do you want to be in New Orleans, whether it's the game or around the game? Do you want to be in Detroit because you'd rather be around Detroiters? Are you going to a bar, a restaurant, a watch party at Ford Field? I'm sure they would do one. Where are you going to be if they're in the Super Bowl?
There's a great scenario for the last minute. Gotta see the Lions in it. They have to win the NFC Championship game. Airlines, it's either too expensive. If it's all booked up, no hotel, there's a last ditch option that I think would be amazing.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
It's getting real. Lions are in the playoffs. They're the one seed. Everybody's thinking Super Bowl. And candidly, we've had those conversations off air with management, right? Bosses bring in, what do you guys want to do? Here's what we're thinking. You have to make these plans in advance. You can't wait till you win the NFC title game to book hotels and to get down there. And we will have a presence there if they're there. And it sounds like, John, we'll be doing some live shows the week of.
Yeah.
And then have an option to go to the game. And we ask you guys, have you started to make plans?
Right, some. And again, it might be one from each show that's down there. Who knows how many media passes credentials or tickets that we'll get. And that's why I was very cautious and say this. I would like to respectfully decline. And fortunately, George Jimmy has worked with Chris Spielman when he was at a station down in Columbus. And it sounds like Chris had the same reaction when the opportunity came up for him to go down there for whatever reason. I don't know if it was doing a show or it was just to be there. Like, I don't want to be there because I didn't play in it. It's different now because he's going to be going with the Lions.
He'll be there as a representative. Yeah.
Right. And a team that he's helped build. But
you said you don't want to go to the game. You want to be here in Detroit. And there's a lot of people
who probably don't want to go to the game because of the entire production that it'll be. Some people don't like crowds. I'm not a huge fan of being in the mix.
I think there are a lot of people who are going to say, I want to be hunkered down at home. I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be emotionally all over the place. I want my inner circle. I want my dad, my brother, my normal football buddies.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a 45.
I want my replays.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a 50-person Super Bowl party or a 100-person Super Bowl party. Some of you may. You may love the crowds. You want to go to a bar in Detroit. You want to be among Detroiters. The Super Bowl's sterile and corporate and it costs a fortune. You may want to go to a Ford Field watch party if they do one. I assume they would. We've asked you guys, are you making plans? Have you made plans? What do you think you're going to be doing on February 9th?
And here are the last minute details that I was talking about. If you are one that, hey, I'm not going to make that investment or I'm not even going to, you know, sometimes you got to put the deposit, you got to prepay for the hotel. Maybe you get it back if the Lions don't make it and you cancel your hotel or your flight. Maybe you get a credit. I'm not a big fan of the whole credit to use later because it's money you don't need to spend. Mm-hmm. But if the Lions win the NFC Championship, they're going to the Super Bowl. You got 2 weeks to get down there. Wouldn't it be the ultimate road trip?
Oh, yeah. You could drive.
You come some of your buddies and say, you know what? Hey, it's going to actually be cheaper for the five of us to hop in the van and run down to New Orleans, make it a 2 or 3 day road trip. You get down there and you sort out the hotel. Maybe you stay 3 hours away.
Yeah. 15-hour drive from where we are right now. So yeah,
couple days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the boss move. That's where I was going with this. Yeah. You if you have an RV, you get in the RV and you go. Oh. If you don't have an RV, You rent an RV here, which would be probably cheaper, and you drive it down there because then you can stay in it.
You can
so you're saving. Yeah, you're going to have to bite the bull a little bit in terms of comfortability, potentially, depending on how many people, how many the RV can sleep versus a couch and all those things. You can cook in it. You can really save some money. You'd probably have to stay at least an hour away from New Orleans, especially with what's happened down there.
Of course.
In terms of having that size. Type of a vehicle, but
14 hours.
Oh, that's so easy. It's less than Florida.
If we did the show on Tuesday, we could have the Costa and Jansen road trip.
Carson Anderson did the bus thing, and they broke down and had to do their one show from Mississippi.
That's right. Hey, I'll take the truck. Take the BBT.
They pulled off the side of the road and did it like it's some.
Take the BBT. We'll make it.
BBT's not big enough.
Huh?
Where are we staying then? So we're going to still get the Airbnb?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, station's still going to kick that off, but I think it would be awesome to be rolling down. Now, I won't let Costa drive the truck. Tom, I might let you. I think you're capable. Costa, it's four times
the
bigger
power.
Than
that.
Yeah. I know.
He touched the accelerator
might,
and be
it
like,
might go to his head. Yeah. Might come back a brand new man.
Could his cat go?
I'm just confused. If given the choice, I'm going to fly 10 out of 10 times. What are you talking about?
You don't want a road trip with us?
14 hours? No offense, guys.
This would be the experience ever. Then you have somewhere to stay.
Have you never been on a road trip?
I've done a road trip, Sean.
I'm telling you what, Detroiters out there, that if you're thinking about, I can't afford this, but I would love to be a part of it. Like, I'll tell you this, guys. I've been to three or four Super Bowls in this business, and especially a city like New Orleans, I compared to the one I went in San Diego. There is nothing like the energy of a Super Bowl weekend. And I don't believe you have tickets to go to the game. It's just once you get to Friday and Friday evening, Saturday evening in a city that where everybody's kind of together and not spread out. I went to Jacksonville. That was an awful experience because everything was spread out all over the place. But San Diego and New Orleans, they've got downtown areas, obviously Bourbon Street. To me, it's a no brainer. And you can get back like you could drive back Monday afternoon into early Tuesday morning. You get home and you're here for the parade. To me, that's the way. You don't have to rely on flights. You don't have to rely. Right. You are in control.
And how about you leave here? It's cold as hell, right? Windows are up, heat's on. You got the seats warm, and then all of a sudden you get down Tennessee area. You crack the windows a little bit, and then at some point,
stop
windows
and get biscuits
are down.
And gravy.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, maybe you find a Hardee's along the way and get yourself some biscuits and gravy, stop at a couple of Bob Evans.
And then additionally here, if you got the RV, then you tow one of your cars with you that you can get closer to the city, and then probably you'll have to take public transportation to get into the zone or whatever. See?
We got it all figured out.
Baby.
And I can't believe the apprehension that you have.
I don't have apprehension. I just would prefer to fly than drive somewhere if it's 14 hours. I mean, I don't think that's weird at all.
I obviously flying, it's less stress. I don't want to say it's less stressful. Flying is much quicker and it's maybe a little bit easier on the body, but if you get a delay somewhere and then all of a sudden, hey, the bags don't arrive or there's just some hang up. I would much rather always drive.
Now, after we stop and get biscuits and gravy, we'd be safe because John would have his backup underwear.
Yes. Yeah, biscuits and gravy. Trust me, I have been training for moments like this. You won't have to worry about it. I've got an iron gut. Training for my entire life for a moment such as this.
Let's get some phone calls in on this. Have you made plans for February 9th? Matt in St. Clair Shores. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning.
So first off, I'm glad I got to celebrate a double digit disco with you guys yesterday. I said it all week. No one wanted to get on board with it, but I'm glad I got to celebrate that with you guys. That was fun. As far as Super Bowl, I'm going to stay at home. I would love to be down there. It'd be once in a lifetime opportunity, but I'd rather be at Ford Field with 65,000 of my closest friends and have a party that way.
They'd pack that place, and the euphoria, right? You could feel the tension as the game's going. That's what you'd want to do.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they'll have the concourse. It'll be just like a regular game, I would think. And to be able to watch it on the screen, do whatever they do down on the field and whatnot, I just think that'd be a little bit better of a atmosphere rather than being down at, like you said, the corporate side of things at the Super Bowl and the big production that it is. I'd rather be at home with all my friends.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. That's what we're looking for. And for anybody who thinks we're jinxing this, people have had to make these plans. Like, you can't decide after they win the NFC championship. You know what? I think it'd be a good idea. I should go to the game. Well, too late.
A guy that was, I don't know, was working for Google or something, and he was going to be down in New Orleans for 6 months. Yeah. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to buy a ticket. And if the Lions make it, great. If not, I can always sell it.
Exactly. 248-539-9797. We got a bunch of phone calls to get to. It's 97.1.